Mishnah says in Daf Ayin Amud Aleph, the beginning of the eighth parak, Parak Aral, says Aral v'chol etzmeim le'yichol b'truma. Somebody who's an Aral, someone who is not mekayem mitzvas mila, is not able to eat truma. It's also for an Aral to eat truma. Now, what type of Aral are we talking about? Rashi says the first Rashi in the parak, Aral is kayin shemesu achav machmas mila. We're talking about a kayin who his brothers died machmas mila, and therefore he's on the mitzvas mila. He's not allowed to be mal because it would be pikuach nefesh for him to be mal, and he's the aral that we're talking about that's not able to eat truma. We're not talking about someone who b'mezin is not being mal. We're talking about someone who b'aynis is not a bar mila, and therefore he's aser b'truma. Taisus Yishanim over here brings down from Rabbi Natam that is chaylik. Rabbi Natam says the v'loy nira the imken ainam mitzvah lamulai. Pirush lamas atzmas. Zok to Rabbi Natam, if you're telling me that we're talking about a kid who's an anisan mitzvah smila, so you don't have a mitzvah smila at all. If you don't have a mitzvah smila at all, then you're allowed to eat truma. You're an anisan mitzvah smila. You're not an arl, and you can eat truma. So what are we talking about over here? We're talking about someone who's a meshumad la'arelu, someone who b'mezid deliberately doesn't want to be mal, even though there's no anis, and he is the arl who is not allowed to eat truma. So it comes out a very sadistic machlekes. So actually, in Taisus, what is the din by someone who is an anis on mitzvah smila? Is he mutter b'truma or not? The Rabbi Natam holds he's mutter b'truma because he's an anis on mitzvah smila. But Rashi holds that even someone who's anis on mitzvah smila would be aser b'truma. And the question is, what's the machlekes? So actually, in Taisus, if someone who's anis on mitzvah smila is aser b'truma or not? So Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Asman Daraisa is Mazri that they're having a, this is in Klal Yud Gimel, they're having a sadistic machlekes legabe, the ptur of Einus min ha-mitzvahs. What is, how do we understand the getter hadvarim when someone is an anus on a mitzvah? Is it the pshat that he's mechuyev in the mitzvah, he's mitzvah in the mitzvah, but he just can't do it, so the Torah patis you from doing it because you're an anus? Or is it the pshat that b'makom Einus, the Torah patis do legame, you're not mechuyev in the mitzvah at all? Being that you're in a massive Einus, there is no chiyah mitzvah bichlal. And he says that's the machlekes over here between Rashi and Taisus. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam understands that b'makom einus you're pata legamer from the mitzvah, you have no mitzvah smila at all, and therefore you, it's mutter for you to eat truma. Shekin Rashi holds b'makom einus you still have a chiyuv, you're just not mechuyev, you're pata from doing it. The Torah is not going to hold you achray for not doing it because you're anus, but the mitzvah is still there. Being that the mitzvah is still there, therefore that's enough to be ma'akev you from eating truma. So it's really machlekes in the p'tur, the gather of a p'tur einus by mitzvah. So Elchanan says a similar has been kevitz aris, but he says that it could be by regular einus. Everyone is maskim that you're not pata legame, the chiyuv is there, you're just not able to do it. But over here we're talking about a special type of einus. We're talking about an einus of pikuach nefesh. We have a v'chaybem over here. It's the din hatayr. The tayr is saying you're not allowed to be mal because of pikuach nefesh. And by pikuach nefesh, there's more of a tzad to say that you're pata legame. It's not that there's a chiyuv and you can't do it, but you're pata legame, and therefore the Rebbe Natan would hold that you're allowed to eat truma. Mashenken Rashi holds that even in such a case, you still have a chiyuv, you're just not able to do it, and therefore there would be an iser to be eichel b'truma. Now, lulei devarim, maybe it could be masvid a little bit differently. That's not really a machlekes about the getter of p'tur einus, but it's a machlekes about the iser of aral b'truma. Why is it that an aral is not allowed to eat truma? Is an aral not allowed to eat truma because he has a mitzvah smila which is not being mekayim, and that mitzvah smila which is not doing is makiv him from eating truma, or is it the chefta of the aral, the mitzias of an aral, which is stopping him from being able to eat truma? So Rabbi Natam held that the reason why you can't eat truma if you're an aral is because you have a mitzvah smila which you're not doing. That's what stops you from eating truma. If I'm an honest mitzvah smila, that means I'm pater from that mitzvah. So now I don't have a mitzvah which I'm not doing, and therefore I'm able to eat truma. Shenken Rashi holds that the reason why an aral can't eat truma is because of the mitzvahs of the aral. The chefza arlis is what's ma'akivu min truma. If you have a shame aral, you're not allowed to eat truma. It doesn't make a difference. It's not because you're not doing a mitzvah, but because of the mitzvahs of the aralis. Me'elis like Rashi, I don't care if you're an honest on the mitzvah smila and you're not mechuyev to do it because of pikuach nefesh or v'chaybem. At the end of the day, if you're an aral, that shame arlis is ma'akivim in a truma, and therefore an aral can eat truma, even if you're an anus. Mashenkin Rabbeinu Tam held that the reason why I can't eat truma is not the mitzias of the aralis, but it's the mitzvah smila. So if b'makim I don't have mitzvah smila because I'm potter, because I'm an anus, then a bad would be mutter for such an aral to eat truma. So if you that, it's not a machlekes in the getter of pturinus or v'chaybem, it's a machlekes in the iser aral b'truma. Is it machmas the mitzvah smila, or is it machmas the mitzias of being an aral?